we are nature.
If I have a cut in the forest, I have plants. So I just put a tree, take out the sap, put it over.
Breathe in carbon and they exude it through their roots because of the relationship they have with living microorganisms.
Connections are massive.
There are cycles in seasons and there are cycles, natural rhythms of this planet that we're so interconnected with.
Your people must have a really, really strong connection to the forest, to the land.
We really need help. The Amazon really need help. The nature really asks. He screams, as I told you.
The indigenous need our help and carry the earth forwards, but now they need our help now.
We need to understand as human beings that we are part of this ecosystem. We think that we're not part of the ecosystem.
Planting beautiful flowers in our garden to encourage the bee populations. They do lots of really important things in our ecosystems.
Wild Botanic Garden. It's actually floodproof, bombproof and radiation proof as well.
And you know, you've got to remember that there's young people out here that are doing amazing things, and the press needs to fix up and start telling some really beautiful stories.
We be the change that we are in the world.
Hello, JJ. Welcome to the Environment and Conservation Show. How you doing?
Oh, thank you so much for inviting me. Yeah, I'm great. Thanks a lot, Yara. It's wonderful to be on your show.
I know. I mean, you've got your own show on UK Health Radio, don't you, JJ?
I have. Yeah, I have. And you've been on that.
I have. Yes. And do you want to just like introduce yourself to the listeners if they don't know you?
Well, my show on UK Health Radio is Alchemy 1.01, Alchemy 101. And I'm also known as The Practical Alchemist. And you'll find me on Facebook and Instagram as the Practical Alchemist. What I do is I help people get through the times that we're going through. So in other words, building resilience, building strength, building physical, mental, spiritual strength so that we can actually surf the waves of the changes that are coming ahead of us now. I also edit a magazine called Good Health, Wellbeing and the Great Outdoors. You'll find that at goodhealthmagazine.co.uk. Yeah, I'm also involved in speaking. I'm a speaker. I'm involved in the Women Speakers Association, which is a global speaking community, really, of women around the world. And I'm a global business connector with WSA. And so I get to, I'm great. I love networking and putting people together. So that's one of the beautiful parts of that role, is connecting people all over the world who've got something to say, who've got a voice. And that's one of the things that I do. And I guess I do PR as well. We just founded a new little PR company called Good Natured PR and Marketing, which is to help people in the wellness, well-being, natural movement get their voices heard and get out there. So a few strings to my bow there. Yeah? But, you know, all of it kind of comes off the back of having been a journalist for many, many years, working in national, international TV, radio, newspapers, and at the same time being a medical intuitive and working with energy. So, you know, and I've just been so fascinated and interested in natural well-being, natural health and natural well-being, that I think since my late teens, I've researched kind of every avenue of that. So, you know, what I'm doing now is like a culmination of all those years of research, because I'm quite old now.
Well, you look wonderful, JJ, and your spirit is still strong. So it sounds like, you know, I've learned something about you today, JJ. I wasn't aware that you're an intuitive healer. Sorry.
It's not very easy to say, is it? No. A medical intuitive. It's one way of describing it, really. I don't do healing as such, but I do, when I work with people, what I do is I create the environment, the energetic environment whereby people can allow their bodies to self-heal, because we're all capable of self-healing, right? But some of us have forgotten how to do that. And it's not that easy if you're just kind of saying, oh, well, I'm going to heal myself, right? You know, it just doesn't work like that. So I help people get into a state where they can actually trigger their own self-healing. I build that sort of container for them energetically so that they can do that. You know, and for years I was able to identify where people had pain in their bodies or where there was an issue in their bodies. And yeah, I mean, if needs be, I can sort of help push that healing along a little bit. These days, mostly what I do is just provide the container for people to rebalance and get into that homeostasis themselves.
And you've been a great influence for me as well, JJ, I have to say, with the whole bringing me onto the Women's Speakers Association. I'm very much appreciative of that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Just for the listeners who are out there, you know, there's a lot of strong entrepreneurial women out there. And, you know, it's nice to have a platform of support where you can connect with other women in the similar, you know, situation. So can you please just share a little bit to the listeners about this platform and its intentions, please?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, the basic intention of the Women Speakers Association is to give every woman a voice. Every woman who has a voice, give them a platform to air that voice. And it doesn't matter who you are, what you do. If you've got a message, that's what WSA is there to help you with. And, you know, I was in a position over a year ago, maybe 18 months ago, where I had been looking after my old mum and she passed away. And, you know, things had kind of fallen away for me business-wise. And I was in a position where I was thinking, well, where do I go now? You know, you get to a certain point of the grieving where you kind of think, okay, I've got to take stock. And I had not, I'd been like a sleeping member of Women Speakers Association for some years. I think I joined in 2014. Mm-hmm. And I saw an email saying that these roles were available for, you know, for members. And I thought, wow, isn't that a great idea? And, you know, since I rejoined, as it were, not that I ever left, but, you know, I re-engaged with Women Speakers Association, I discovered that it really was the most amazing community of supportive women. And we all need that. And hand on heart, that support for me has really helped me through the last 18 months massively. And it's all, you know, it's all about saying what you want, asking for what you want, and offering what you can offer. So that there's this almost circular economy of support that is, I think, wonderful. And it's exactly where we need to be as we go forward into whatever we're going forward into these days. Yeah.
You know, I firmly believe in what you're saying, JJ, and it almost reminds me of, you know, the tree and fungal networks in the forest, where there's this symbiotic relationship between all of the organisms in that habitat, and they're all supporting each other like a community. And, you know, in one season when one tree is not doing so well, another tree will support it with that network. And I see it similar to the Women Speakers Association, you know, and you said it yourself, like you love to network. And that's all about, you know, bridging the gap and weaving things together. And I feel, especially now today, we need human connection more than ever.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, Gail Watson, the CEO and founder of Women Speakers Association, would love what you just said there. It is very much like replicating nature. And, you know, I keep saying to people that we need to get back to the way of nature. And this is part of the way of nature, isn't it? To be there in support of one another and helping one another and noticing, you know, when a tree falls or when there's a threat from disease, you know, trees communicate with each other and help each other, don't they?
They do.
And the mycelium network as well, you were talking about. Absolutely. And so, you know, this is a great example of that in human form. And of course, any organization really is only as good, if you want to use that word, or effective as the leadership in that organization. And what I find about the leadership of WSA is that it is absolutely focused on the members. There is no, you know, I'm the boss, I'm, you know, I'm this. There is no ego here. It is all about the members. What can we all do for each other? And Gail Watson, the CEO, absolutely personifies that. Yeah, she is all about the members and how we can support the members to get to where they want to be.
So, JJ, if any listeners wishing to connect with Women Speakers Association, where would you direct them to, please?
Well, initially, why don't they just drop me an email to JJ@womenspeakersassociation.com.
Fantastic. Did you hear that, listeners? That is a platform for entrepreneurial women to share what they're doing. And I've been on it, sharing my outdoor and environmental business, because honestly, JJ, it's a lot to manage on your own.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. All of this, and you're not expected to manage it all on your own, especially coming from a self-employed freelance sense. If you're out there and you're struggling, you have a project, a campaign, something you want to raise awareness on, please do connect with Women Speakers Association. And thank you so much, JJ, for sharing your email to the listeners.
You're very welcome. It's jj@womenspeakersassociation.com for that. Yeah, absolutely. Just drop me a line. Let's see what we can do. Yeah.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
How good are vitamin C supplements? Usually only a small proportion of vitamin C actually reaches your cells and has a positive effect. Whereas the high absorption levels of Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C help maintain optimal vitamin C levels in your body and strengthen your immune system. Now get 10% off when you choose Goldman Laboratories' liposomal vitamin C capsules. Just quote 10 off at goldmanlaboratories.com.
Do you suffer from pain? B-Cure Laser, a home-use CE-approved medical device for the effective treatment of pain, is now available in the UK. The results of a double-blind trial has shown that B-Cure Laser offers a significant reduction in pain compared to the placebo group. To get your special B-Cure offer now, call free on 0808 501 5122 or Google Radio Pro London. B-Cure Laser.
The station that makes you feel good.
JJ, recently you acquired a new job role as editor for the Good Health magazine. Can we talk a little bit about the missions and the actual platform and what it's all about, please?
We can. Yes. Good Health magazine. It's Good Health, Wellbeing and the Great Outdoors. And it's a magazine with basically a Scottish circulation. We've just retreated from the print edition of the magazine because we're kind of reverting back to online for the time being.
Well, so, it's environmentally friendly as well, isn't it, Jason?
It's also environmentally friendly. Yes, exactly. And really, the magazine is all about the environment, the great outdoors. It's about, you know, the fabulous stuff that we have here in Scotland in terms of well-being, therapists, people who offer natural health care. We have the most fantastic countryside, which is just perfect for, you know, mental health, physical health, and also, you know, just getting out and having fun, which is part of the mental health side of things. So it is about encouraging people to take a nature's eye view of health and well-being, and also getting outside into nature and enjoying the natural world rather than sitting at home and watching telly or playing on your computer or phone. So yeah, we tend to cover the most natural beauty products as possible, healthcare products as possible, and we also, you know, look at well-being retreats and workshops, you know, anything like that. And we are specifically focused on Scotland. It is Scotland's only well-being title. But of course, you know, anybody from outside Scotland who's running any event in Scotland, we'd love to hear about that too. So yeah, but it is really rooted in nature and following the rule of nature and, you know, just environmentally conscious, staying away from all those pesky chemicals. And remembering that, you know, what we put into our bodies and around our bodies really affects us and the environment.
Do you know, JJ, there's a lot of people-powered movements going on at the moment, which I'm really resonating with. I feel like, you know, amongst the ages, the change has normally come from the people on the ground. And yeah. right now, especially since lockdown, I feel that people, you know, they're tuning more into the natural world, into how they personally feel mentally and physically in the natural world, as opposed to always being in an artificial environment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and yeah.
What's amazing, JJ, is you don't need a scientist to tell you how you feel. You know, right?
Exactly.
And that is the internal truth that we all carry. There's no need for science. There's no need for all it. Like, you can feel it, right? As a human, how you feel in the natural world. So it's wonderful, I think, that, you know, you're a part of this platform now and you're raising awareness all about the amazing beauty and habitats of Scotland. I still really, really need to get to Scotland, JJ.
Yeah, you've got to come and visit. You really have. Yes, it's absolutely true. It's about sovereignty as well. It's about taking control back of our own health. You know, we know our bodies better than anybody, really. If we're listening to our bodies, if we're tuned into our bodies, we know. It's like you say, we know whether we feel well or not. And often if we allow ourselves to hear, we know what the problems are. But, you know, you're right. People that since lockdowns have been really taking to the outdoors. And of course, here in Scotland, there's been a huge renaissance in swimming in the sea. Now, a lot of villages around the coast of Scotland had tidal pools, and I live in an area where there's at least three within a few miles of each other. And there's one in the village I live in, and it's recently been renovated. It had fallen into disuse. Why? Because, well, councils built rather indoor swimming pools, and then people went off to the Costa for their holidays. They went off to Spain or France or Italy and swam in the Mediterranean for their holidays, but they didn't want to swim off the shore of Britain. Now, there's been such resurgence now and in people enjoying, well, it's been called wild swimming or open water swimming. But of course, one of the people responsible for restoring the pool here where I live said, or swimming, as we just call it, right? So it's getting back to that natural idea of, yeah, there's sea, water, you can swim in it. And we do have very clear waters around here. You know, I think somehow we lost touch with that, but it's come back, which is fantastic. And I swim virtually every day in the sea here, all times of the year. I'm still swimming in the sea now. And even during Storm Malik at the weekend, I was having a quick dip in a sheltered area, and it was fantastic. But, you know, it is about just saying, oh, yeah, no, actually, health doesn't have to be an expensive thing. Well-being doesn't have to mean going to, I don't know, a gym and spending money on gym, you know, gym membership fees. Yeah, we can just get out into the countryside and do what we would do naturally. And I think that's fantastic, and I'm all for that.
I think that's, you know, you've tapped onto something quite valuable there, JJ. But I mean, do you know, a lot of people, they shy away from the elements, don't they?
Like,
yeah, when it's raining outside, you'll want a shelter. But it's about building your resilience. Like, you were telling me about your personal wild swimming, you know, like when you first went into the sea, yes, it's cold and it's a shock to the system, but gradually via the process, you know, you get used to it and you acclimatized to the temperature. And now I love that, you know, you always share your passion for wild swimming with me.
Yes, it's so true. When I first started, it was absolutely freezing, and I would, you know, gingerly walk in to the water and think, oh my god. But actually, you know, constantly saying to myself, no, this is warm, this is fine, this is okay. Because of course, mentally, you have to prepare yourself. And if you keep telling yourself that it's freezing cold, well, what are you going to experience? Freezing cold. So initially, I had to overcome that mental side of things. Now, you know, the other day, it was positively warm, actually. Not really. You know, we're not talking about Mediterranean. We're not talking about somewhere really exotic. But it wasn't freezing cold. So yes, you do build up a resilience, and it does seem okay, and you are okay, and you're not coming out afterwards, you know, with your teeth chattering and freezing cold and, you know, sort of really quickly trying to get warm. you're actually okay. So there is this thing about building up this resilience in your body. And of course, the cold water is fabulous for your immune system. So it's kind of a win-win in every way. And I do feel that I am much more resilient. I do feel that I'm much more capable of weathering whatever comes at me, both in terms of the weather and also, you know, the rest of life.
Exactly, JJ. I mean, it's the same, you know, if you were to come on a survival course, perhaps. British weather, it's very unpredictable. We could have all the seasons in 1 hour here.
Yes.
You know, it's like worse than Never Never Land. But when you are on a survival course and it rains, it's all problem solving, isn't it? You build shelter, and that then creates a solution. And if you're cold, you create fire, right? And that is then a solution. But it's about coming out of your comfort zone, isn't it? And many of us, we're very comfortable in the comfort zone, but outside of your comfort zone is where you're going to experience new things and new possibilities. But I think, you know, many of us, we're quite conflicted because we might be stuck in our comfort zone. Like many of us want to come out of the comfort zone, but we might be a little bit stuck. And that's okay as well. Because what I've noticed, JJ, and I don't know if you've noticed this as well, but every time I see an advert on TV talking about the outdoor world, there's always a negative connotation to it. And that's starting to irritate me a little bit. You know, because I'm tired of the mainstream putting a negative essence towards the outdoors, because it is about resilience. And you might be cold for a little bit, but you know that, you know, you've got a safe house to go back to, touch wood, and that helps you take less things for granted, I guess.
Yes. And, you know, I just keep thinking, well, in days gone by when we didn't have central heating, and, you know, we maybe had to light a fire in our houses and whatever, but we were much more used to the cold. We were much more used to the weather. And I don't think it did anybody any harm. I think people were really, really hardy. And we lost that somewhere down the line. You know, we're so comfortable in our centrally heated homes that we don't want to go out anymore. And yet we would be much healthier, much happier if we did. And, you know, I think what you're doing is fantastic because you're showing people how to build up that resilience. And yes, it's about problem solving. So if I'm going swimming, I don't wear a wetsuit in the winter because I have built up, you know, the ability to get into the water and not get hypothermia, right? When I'm swimming, but I don't stay in the water for very long. I don't do umpteen, you know, if it's in the tidal pool, umpteen lengths, or if it's out in the open water, I don't go out too far. I stay safe. And it's also, and it's developing this appreciation and respect for nature as well. So at the same time, you know, you're enjoying nature, but you're respecting nature and you know where your boundaries are and you know what will work and what won't work. And, you know, for instance, the other day, it was very choppy in the water. It was absolutely fabulous. It was great fun. But were we in very long? No, we weren't, you know. And then you come out to some warm clothes and you come out to, you know, a warm cup of tea or whatever, and you're fine. But it is about developing an understanding of the boundaries that you might have to put in place in nature to make sure that you're safe as well.
But that's just it, you know, JJ. It's about adapting. It's about adapting to your environment. And, you know, with so many of us, we're, you know, living a routine. It's the kind of same thing like every day. And then when you get out of that routine, it might feel maybe uncomfortable a little bit. But yeah, I mean, survival definitely teaches you to be more resilient for sure. But you tapped on something that made me laugh earlier on, JJ, when you said, you know, we call it wild swimming now, but it's actually, you know, you're just swimming. And that's true. I mean, I can actually resonate to that with the forest bathing that I do, right? Yeah. So, you know, I take people out into the woods and guide them and talk to them about trees. And in essence, you know, it's a walk in the woods is what it is. But we live in a society where we like to label everything, you know. Now it's forest bathing and it's become this thing. And I think it's wonderful. You know, I'm not dissing it in any way.
No.
But you kind of mentioned it earlier on. It's like we've kind of forgotten,
or yes,
we've become detached, and we're bringing these things to kind of remind us again to just take a walk in the woods, or yeah, just have a simple dip in the sea. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like we've had to market the natural world in a way in which people will be attracted to it again. It's almost like we've had to kind of rebrand these things. So yeah, forest bathing literally is, like you say, it's taking a walk in the woods, isn't it? And you know, some of us have been doing that for an awful long time and we didn't think to call it forest bathing, but we were still getting the benefits of a walk in the woods.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, JJ, I find it quite internally conflicting as a forest bathing practitioner that we now live in a world where, you know, I love what I do, please, you know, I absolutely love taking people to the forest, but I work with a lot of inner city, you know, Londoners, and not everyone has access to green spaces. No. Not everyone has access to woodlands. You know, some of my friends during lockdown, bless them, were just stuck inside all the time. And me, on the other hand, at the time was living in Buckinghamshire and had woodlands on my doorstep. So there's an inequality of green spaces between communities.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I mean, some people did not have access or don't have access to forests, but we all have access at, you know, pretty much to some form of nature, whether it be a park in a city or a town, or even if you live in a flat in an apartment. You know, I used to live in an apartment in London, a flat in London, and I had a little patio, and I just grew all kinds of things on that patio in pots. It was concreted over, you know, but it didn't stop me growing. It didn't stop me connecting to nature. And I think we can all connect to nature and get more in touch with nature. It's very easy when you live in a big city to allow yourself to be disconnected. But, you know, even if you live, and particularly actually, if you live in a city like London, I mean, how lucky are people in London to have all the wonderful parks there? You know, you can just go for a wander in Hyde Park, Regent's Park, any of the parks, Green Park, and you can appreciate the nature that's all around you. So yeah, it is difficult if you're in a city, but you can, if you pay some attention and just think about how you might connect to nature, you can do it.
You know, you are so right, JJ. And I love that one of my friends right now, he's turned his living room into this jungle, right?
Yeah. With all
of these like house potted plants, and it's so beautiful to see. And growing stuff, you know, growing your own food or planting something.
Exactly.
It's a very, very powerful process, isn't it?
Oh, growing food is absolutely wonderful. You know, if you can get your hands on an allotment, do so, for heaven's sake. I mean, just go and do it. Apart from the fact that you end up with food, which is a lot cheaper than buying it from the supermarket, you get the exercise, you get out into nature, and you can get the benefits of getting your hands dirty in the soil. And maybe, you know, if you go barefoot as well in your garden or in your allotment, you get the benefits of that as well, really grounding and getting the benefit of all the microbes and stuff that's in the soil, which really help us. But yeah, I mean, your friend sounds a bit like me. My home is always a jungle. I've always got loads of plants. I've got a huge cheese plant that somebody gave me because it was too big for their place. And I said, well, I'll have it, you know. And it's a huge presence in my living room right now. But I love it. And I love having, you know, lots of big plants all over the place. Because I don't know if you find the same, but I actually do connect with the plants. They're living creatures, they're sentient things, and they do communicate. I'm sorry if anybody thinks that I'm a bit woo-woo there, but no, they do.
This is scientifically proven, JJ, what you're saying. It's the same with the trees, you know, plants do it as well. There's this whole network underground that we're just tapping into right now. It's been right below our feet all these years.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Scalar light is the quantum energy emitted from the universe, from the sun and stars. Now, Tom Palladino, a humanitarian and scalar light researcher, has created the world's only scalar light healing system, a system that can bring long-distance healing and wellness to humans, pets, and plants via a photograph. Get your free 15-day trial now at scalarlight.com or click on the Scalar Light banner on the UK Health Radio website.
Shields like masks are top of mind right now, but did you know you have inner armor working constantly to protect you from pathogens? It keeps you healthy and thriving. It's your immune system. Ion Gut triggers the body's natural ability to support gut strength all year long, so your immune system can protect you when you need it the most. How are you treating your inner armor? Visit uk.ionbiome.com to learn more. Ion Gut. Protect what protects you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
With Scotland, I actually heard that doctors in Scotland are starting to prescribe like nature walks, hiking for their patients. And I think that's amazing.
Yes, they are. They are. And, you know, there's a huge, it's almost like the new Renaissance, you know. I mean, Scotland had a Renaissance some hundreds of years ago in literature and architecture, and you know, that was wonderful. But now we almost seem to be having a renaissance in terms of the natural world. Suddenly it's really important to eat locally, to eat local produce, to garden and produce organic food, to, you know, really look after the soil and the land. And so there's a massive resurgence, and as I say, almost a renaissance in Scotland now, which I absolutely love. Just everywhere you go, people are, you know, there are farmers markets with wonderful things. And yes, doctors are apparently prescribing getting out into nature as a well-being tonic. Yeah.
It would save the NHS so much money if we implemented more, you know, natural therapies and nature therapies into the national healthcare system. Other countries are implementing it. And I believe that, you know, the more people start connecting and developing their own personal relationship to the natural world, because it always goes back to that, you know, be the change you wish to see. Right.
Yes.
Those wise words by Gandhi, and people are trying to do that, JJ. And we might not see or hear of them on the mainstream, but they're out there and you can connect with them. There are so many amazing initiatives and projects going on the ground from communities, right?
Oh, there absolutely are. And I'm one of them. I'm part of one of them myself. I mean, I've just joined with a few other women and we're actually creating a garden at a farm in the countryside near here. And we rent a plot there with a porter cabin where somebody has a business, and there's a lot of land around it that could be farmed, and we're creating beds for a no-dig system, and we are going to be planting veg, or we have already planted some veg, and we are growing our own food there. And so, you know, there's lots of little initiatives like that going on all over the place, and it's fantastic. I love it because, you know, it's people coming together in community, and B, we are creating our, as you know, pesticide free as possible own food, which is obviously healthy. And see, we're getting the exercise, right? And we're getting out into nature, and we're growing, which is one of the most satisfying things. I've always been a gardener ever since I was tiny, and had my own little bit of the garden, you know, where I'd plant some seeds and watch them grow. So it's a wonderful tonic. It really is. Getting out into the great outdoors is a wonderful tonic. And I was going to say something about, you know, this whole thing of staying healthy and well. Where I am from, which is here in Fife in Scotland, we typically live to quite an age. You know, there are quite a few people, rather, who live to over 100 here. My own mother was 97 when she passed. People live a long time here. Now, that's down to a number of factors. And I think one of them is that we live in a very lovely part of the world. Another one is that there are great communities here. People do look out for each other. And the other one is that we tend to eat local. You know, there's a great tradition here still of eating local. We eat local food. We eat fish straight out of the sea. We don't go to supermarkets, or some people do. Don't go to supermarkets to eat fish if you are not a vegetarian. And we buy from local farmers. There's a great tradition of that here. And I think that all of those things combined, and also the fresh air, probably, all combine to help people live a long and healthy life.
I completely resonate with what you're saying, JJ. I mean, your environment is a massive factor on your physical and mental health. I mean, even, you know, when you do the scientific research of communities that don't have trees as opposed to communities that have trees, the communities that have trees, they have lower crime rate, they have less obesity, they have better health conditions. So it just shows, I mean, we are nature. That's the whole point of the environment and conservation show, is to, you know, we are nature, and being around nature makes us happier and healthier humans. And you tapped on it as well. Diet is such a massive factor, you know, in how we feel. A lot of our serotonin is actually found within our gut. You know, people think that it's all up in your brain, but all of those happy chemicals are in your gut, right? 90%, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what you're eating is a massive factor. And it reminds me of when I'd go traveling. I'd go to South America, I'd be in the jungles of the Amazon, they'd catch a fish and I'd have a bit of rice and banana. I'd look at it and be like, is that going to fill me up? I might have to eat loads more. But actually it was high vibrational organic food. So you didn't have to eat or scoff as much, you know, like just that vibrancy of that food gave you the energy that you needed. And then I come back to London and, you know, if I'm working in the streets, it's a lot of high street food, and that makes me feel different. It makes me feel bloated and gassy and unhealthy and grumpy, and food's not meant to make you feel like that, JJ.
No, it's really not. You're absolutely right. But, you know, yeah, I mean, what can people do if you live in a city? I mean, apart from, you know, search for the farmers markets, but not everybody can afford the farmers markets. But I really always say to people, just ditch the ready meals, ditch the, you know, industrially produced food, ditch anything that's served in cellophane and, you know, tin foil and whatever. Just aim to make food from scratch. It doesn't take a lot of energy on your part. It doesn't take a lot of time necessarily. You really can do it. You know, just have very simplify your diet. We don't need a million ingredients in one meal. You know, sometimes I read the packets, the labels on supermarket foods, and I think, wow, really? Where, you know, why do you need all that in there? But of course, it's because this food is industrially produced. It's meant to last forever on a shelf. You know, let's get back to eating fresh and cooking from scratch. I mean, that's a much better way of living.
And I think people, you know, you tapped onto it. It's happening, JJ. People are more and more starting to feel the joy and empowerment that you can get from growing your own food. And they're starting to connect with more communities and powering up, you know, power to the people. I am all for these movements and communities around you engaging in amazing things, and be a part of those ripples in any small way. JJ, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the Environment and Conservation Show. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you wish to share to the listeners, please?
Oh, it's been an absolute joy coming onto your show. Thank you so much for asking me. No, I just think, you know, get back to the way of nature, work with nature rather than against nature. I mean, that's the basic mantra. Is what you're doing and the way you're living working in harmony with nature or against nature? We want to be living in harmony with nature at whatever level that is, whether in business, in our family life, in what we eat, every single area of our lives. So, and yeah, and, you know, if you are interested in trying to get yourself back on track, as it were, always, you know, get in touch with me. You know, you can go onto my website, which is jjsalchemy.com, and you can, you know, have a look there and contact me if that's something that you are, you know, minded to do.
Thank you so much, JJ, for sharing your, you know, energy and connections on the show. Very quickly, what was the website for the good? Was it the goodhealthmagazine.com? goodhousemagazine.co.uk.
Yeah, goodhousemagazine.co.uk. And my website is jjsalchemy.com. And if you want to speak to me about Women's Speakers Association, email me at jj@womensspeakersassociation.com.
That's brilliant, JJ. Thank you so much for your energy and chatting with me. And I'm sure I'll speak to you again very soon.
I loved it. Thanks so much, Yara.
If you damage the water and land, you can't go to another planet and bring it here. You have to take care of what's here.
But the earth is our mother. And we are just abusing and wrecking her.
If we don't stand, who will? How much money do these companies need to make? When is enough enough?